朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
这里我叫它世代的原则。
And this is the principle of the four generations.
保罗怎么懂得世代的原则的呀？
How would Paul understand the principle of the four generations?
保罗自己得救了。
Paul himself was saved.
当他刚刚开始的时候，他本来是逼迫基督徒的。
At the beginning, he persecuted the Christians.
但是在去大马色的路上，神遇见他。
On the way to Damascus, God met him.
到了。那个地方他就在那里眼睛瞎了不能看见。
And that his eyes were blinded and he could not see.
大光照着他时候他问说你是谁？
The light shone on him and he asked, who are you?
他那个声音回答说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The voice replied, I am the Christ that you persecute.
当他进到这个大马色城里的时候在一个街上叫做直街。
When he entered the city of Damascus, this is the straight street.
神就差遣有一位亚拿尼亚来为他按手。
God sent Ananias to lay hand on him.
他眼睛上鳞片就脱落了。
And then the scale on his eyes fell down and he could see.
从此他就变成新造的人，他成了基督徒。
From that time on, he became a Christian and he is a newborn person.
但是他没有被人接纳。
But he was not being accepted.
他到耶路撒冷去的时候，那些使徒们不相信他已经信主了。
In Jerusalem, the apostles did not believe that he became a Christian.
以为他身上有个阴谋，要渗透到教会里面来，要捉拿信奉这个道的人。
They thought that maybe he was plotting to come and persecute them.
幸亏巴拿巴跟他谈话，给他引荐。
But Barnabas had accepted him and brought him to the disciples.
他就跟使徒们交通来往。
And then he could have fellowship with the apostles.
以后他又回到大树。
And later on, he went back to Tarsus.
然后巴拿巴又引他进到安提阿来。
And then Barnabas again took him into Antioch.
保罗就做了神的仆人，做了福音的使者。
Paul became God's servant. He's a servant of the gospel.
保罗怎么知道这些原则的呢？
How did Paul learn about these principles?
刚才我们读到马太福音二十八章，有没有读到一段话呢？
When we read in the book of Matthew,Did we understand something?
耶稣基督对门徒说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus Christ told his apostles, disciples, that you have to go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
底下说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
弟兄姊妹，你看见一个宣教的工作，不光是传福音叫人得救。
Brothers and sisters, the mission work is not only to preach the gospel and let people be saved.
也不是光是给他施浸，他的名字可以记在教会的生命册上面。
Not only just to baptize them so that their names will be in the book of life.
In the church.
In the church.
而且还要给他们适当的教导。
And also you have to teach them appropriately.
耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Jesus Christ told them that teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
在使徒行传第二章第四十二节里面，我们看见他们同心的来遵守使徒的教训。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 42, that we know that they obey the commands from the disciples.
使徒的教训哪里来的？
And where did these teachings come from?
不是他们自己发明的。
They did not invent these teachings themselves.
而是耶稣基督对他们所吩咐的话，对他们所有的教导。
And this is the teaching. These are the commands from Jesus Christ.
我相信有很多是今天我们所读的四本福音书里的东西。
I believe a lot of what they are teaching is what we are reading in the four Gospels.
保罗也就明白这个道理，不断地把神的教训传递下去。
And Paul has understood this principle and he continued to preach the Gospel.
在加州有一个教会。
There is a church in California.
这个教会很特别。
It is a very unique church.
你在那里聚会过了一段时间之后。
after you have gone to this church for a little while,
他会鼓励你往外走的。
And the church would encourage you to go out.
他会说你这里已经聚会很久，你应该往前了。
It said you have met here with us for a little while, then you need to move on.
为什么这个教会为什么这么特别？
Why is this church so unique?
因为他们做工的方法不一样，他们侍奉的方法不一样。
Because the way they work, the way they serve is different.
他们很注意这个世代的原则。
And they pay a lot of emphasis on this principle of the four generations.
这个教会就叫做 Peninsula Bible Church.
This is the name of the church, Peninsula Bible Church.
怎么回事呢？
Why do they do this?
他们那里侍奉神的人叫做 Redmond.
And the people that, who serve there are called?
Redmond.
Redwin.
Redmond. R-E-D-D-M-A-N or something like that.
Redmond.
那么他呢在那里开始侍奉的时候有一次他就教会里面有一个年轻人来了。
And they were serving them and once a young man came to the church.
这个年轻人就很有心跟着牧师什么事情都尽心尽力跟着他很有心他也要侍奉主。
And this young man, he was very fervent and he followed the pastor and he wanted to follow the pastor and he wanted to serve the Lord.
所以这个牧师就带在身边把他当作门徒一直带领。
So this pastor was taking on this young man like a disciple.
有一天这个年轻人非常兴奋告诉牧师说牧师这个礼拜六你一定要到我家里来。
And this young man was very excited. One day he came to the pastor and said, Pastor, come to my house this Saturday.
他说我请了二三十个朋友来。
I invited 20 to 30 friends.
都是没有信主的。
And they are non-believers.
没有一个信主的。
None of them.
所以你赶快来传福音给他们听。
So I need you to come and preach to them.
牧师看看他说。
And the pastor looked at him and said,
他说你跟着我有多久了？
How long have you been following me?
嗯，他说很久了。
Oh, he said a while.
他说你知道什么叫福音吗？
And he said, do you understand the gospel?
这个年轻人很奇怪，怎么我跟你那么久还不知道什么叫福音？当然知道。
And the young man said, of course I know. I followed you for quite a while now.
他说 you do it.
And the pastor said, 你去讲。
So 那句话 you do it 变成他们教会一个名言。
So that becomes the motto of their church. You do it.
牧师说我会到你家里去。
The pastor says, I can go to your house.
但是我要你去传福音。
But I want you to preach.
我在旁边看你传福音怎么传法。
I want to sit there and see how you preach.
那个年轻人还不晓得牧师当真的。
And a young man did not think that the pastor was telling him the truth.
日子近了才又在问牧师你来不来。
So when it neared the Saturday, he said, are you coming, Pastor?
我一定来。
And Pastor said, I will be there.
他说你信息准备怎么样？
How's your message coming along?
牧师朝他眼睛，你不是我跟你讲，你去讲吗？
The pastor looked at him and said, I told you, you're going to be preaching.
你准备怎么样了？
How's your preparation coming along?
年轻人紧张得不得了。
The young person got very, very nervous.
但是他的老师在旁边给他壮胆。
But the teacher encouraged him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个教会就是因这三个简单的字 "You do it" 开始了。
And this church started from this motto, "You do it."
而且不仅这个年轻人这样做，以后他所带领的人到了一段时间以后 ，You do it.
And not only does this young man have to do it, the people that he shepherded in a little while, he'll tell them, "You do it."
所以我说，这个教会如果你在那聚了八九年会啊，他会说你在这到底怎么回事，学到多少东西啊？
So if you were worshiping in this church for 8 or 9 years, they would ask you, well, have you learned about you do it?
是不是你可以出去带领一批人呢？
Can you go out and lead a flock?
当然我相信不是所有人都能够有这些恩赐跟能力来做。
I believe that not everybody has this gift or the talent to do this.
但是这里又牵扯了另外一个原则，就是我们彼此配搭的原则。
And then the other principle is that we need to be working together.
有些人是使徒，有些人是先知，有些人是牧师，有些人有教师的恩赐，各种不同的恩赐。
We all have different gifts. Some of us are preachers, some of them are teachers, some of them do other different things.
所以需要有各样的配搭。
So we all need to work together.
但你看见没有？这一个就是自主本色的原则。
This is how you can be independent and self-sufficient.
刚才我说从宏观这里看，中国教会是走上了拆团的路。
I've looked at from the macroscopic point of view that the Chinese church has stepped upon the path of mission.
因为1920年，中国教会开始讲到本色化的问题。
Because from 1920, the Chinese church started to talk about the self-movement.
Self-supporting
movements.
从微观这边讲 ,microscopic 来讲。
From the microscopic point of view,
今天我们回头看看许许多多侍奉主的人。
Let's look back at many, many people who served the Lord.
代代有人出来服侍主。
From each generation, there are people who came to serve the Lord.
这些人在哪里受训练的？
Where did they get all the training?
是在每一个教会里面受训练。
And they received the training from every church.
所以每一个教会都负有差团的使命。
So in each church has the commission for mission.
因为每一个教会都是训练人的场所。
Because in each church is the training ground for the mission work.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们是不是很看重教会所有的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, I know that you all emphasize in the different ministries of the church.
我想一定是的。
I believe that it is so.
而且我也相信很多教会呢都有主日学，对不对？
And I believe a lot of churches have Sunday schools.
一般教会的主日学怎么做法的呢？
And how are the Sunday schools run in churches?
我不说成人主日学，我说儿童主日学吧。
I'm talking about children's Sunday school.
至少我太太曾经做过儿童主日学，很长一段时间服侍儿童们。
And my wife has served the children's Sunday school for quite a while now.
而且我发现很多教会这些儿童主日学的职分呢。
And I realized that a lot of these churches at the children's Sunday school
是一个终身职
is a lifetime job.
因为你一做之后就不能放下了
Because once you took on this job, you can never give it up.
一直到你烧尽为止，换一个人来做吧。我已经快要完蛋了，快要死掉了。好了，教会怜悯你，派另外一个人来接你的班。
Well, until you get so burned out that you are almost passing out from it, then the church said, "Okay, I'll take pity on you. I'll send somebody else to take up your work."
是不是这样子的？
Is it like that?
我太太差一点都烧光了。
My wife almost burned out.
所以她说不行不行。
So she said, I can't do it.
一定要找别人来做。
I need to find other people to participate.
所以很多教会呢，就没有人愿意自愿。
So a lot of churches, I don't see many volunteers.
因为他已经看见一个榜样是终身职的。
Because they see the example that this is a lifetime job.
虽然叫他来说，你先来试试看，做一次两次好不好？
So even though you ask them to come, oh, try it for a couple of times.
他知道这是一个骗局。
And he knows that it's a trap.
假如你一旦答应的话，这是你的终身职了。
Once you say yes, then you are stuck with it for your whole lifetime.
弟兄姊妹们，这里有什么问题啊？
So brothers and sisters, what problem do you see in this?
我们刚才讲一个四代的原则。
We just talked about the principle of the four generation.
很多教会的侍奉只有一代。
A lot of churches, we see that in the service, that's only one generation.
它是一代，再来一代，再来一代，再来一代，四代不连续。
But the generations are not continuous one after another.
是一任一任的。
And it's one term and then another term.
没有连续性。
There's no continuation.
有些教会好一点，这是两代。
Some churches are a little bit better. You see two generations.
他自己会做了，交给别人做。
He knows how to do it, and then he'll give it to somebody else to do it.
那个做的人有一天烧光了，他再来教另外人给他再代替他。
And then if the other person got burned out, then the original teacher will say, I'll take your place.
然后再去教另外一个人。
And then he'll go teach somebody else at that time.
所以还是两代。
We see two generations here.
弟兄姊妹们，假如你看这里有四代的教导。
Brothers and sisters, we see the teaching here of the four generations.
不仅我把你教会了。
Not only do I teach you how to do this.
你也要去会教别人来做主日学老师。
You have to teach another person to become a Sunday school teacher.
当你去教别人做主日学老师的时候，我相信你学到的比你自己从别人领受的要多得多。
I believe when you're teaching another person to be a Sunday school teacher, you will learn more than anybody can teach you.
刚才我在路上跟我们的Kim 医生就讲，医学院是最好的制度。
When we're talking about on the way here, we're saying that the medical field is the best example.
这个四年 apprenticeship 这个的确是了不起。
When you are in medical school, you are really being an apprentice.
你是四年受尽一切的压榨。
And you're under a lot of oppression during those 4 years.
因为这些比你年长的人要把所有的经验都交给你。
And it's because the older generation wants to pass on the experience to you.
我知道，因为我女儿也在医学界，她也是做医生的。
Because I know this, because my daughter is also a physician.
第一年她真是苦啊。
The first year of residency, hard work. Very hard.
第二年呢
Second year?
更忙。
Very busy.
因为不仅自己学，要教别人。
Not only do you have to learn yourself, you have to teach.
但是他蛮威风的。
But you have some power then.
因为我去看他的时候，他忙得不得了，说爸爸，我不能见你。爸爸妈妈来看他，看不到他。
When I go and visit them, they say, she said, I'm really busy. I don't have time to see you, mom and dad.
所以我想我去的时候大概不对。
So I thought that maybe I went on the wrong time.
最后我只好到他医院里去看他。
Last, and then at the end, I had to go to the hospital to go and visit her.
但是我到了医院去找他的时候，发现他深受尊重啊。
When I went to the hospital to visit her, I felt that, she was really respected.
哇、哦，那些小医生来讲，哎呀，马鬼多好多好，他是怎么样好的一个老师。
And then the younger doctors would say, you're the mom and dad. She is such a good doctor, such a good teacher.
你知道我的意思吗
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
当你真正去教别人的时候
When you are really teaching another person
你开始自己完全明白你在做什么
Then you truly understand what you're actually doing
但是这样还不够
But that's not enough
你不是光是教导他的内容
Not only are you teaching the content
你还要把那个教导的观念传递下去
You need to give them the viewpoint that they have to pass on the teaching.
你教第一代，比如我是保罗，告诉提摩太。
You teach the first generation, just like I'm Paul, I'm telling Timothy.
告诉提摩太说你要去教导别人。
I'm telling Timothy that you have to teach others.
提摩太就照着你的话去教导别人。
And Timothy took your words and then he went to teach others.
但是他不晓得这个教导的观念还要传递下去。
But he did not know that he has to teach the other generation to teach.
所以他教导受他教导的人不知道要去教导别人。
So the people that he was teaching would not know that they have to teach somebody else.
所以至少你要有四代你才能把教导的观念跟教导的内容一起传下去。
So you need at least four generations to teach the concept of passing it on, plus the content of the material.
所以我希望在教会里面有许许多多学习的机会，一代一代传递下去，也把传递下去的观念教导下去。
So I really wish that we all have the opportunity to teach in the church and learn in the church and have been able to pass on this concept of teaching from generation to generation.
我在做众生徒施工团的时候 ，Fall Saints Team Ministry。
When I was doing this false team ministry,
False Saints Team Ministry, 我们开这个课叫做四代 Four Generations.
And then there is a seminar called the Four Generations.
我们讲了一些简单容易懂的话
And we teach something very simple.
我们做什么事呢
What did we do?
教导教师教导
We teach the teachers to teach.
我们训练人的去训练
We teach the trainers to train.
容不容易记啊
Is it easy to memorize?
不光是把内容教给人还把方法教给人
Not only to teach the contents, but teach the methodology.
其实都是圣经本身简单的话简单的原则早就在提摩太二章后书二章二节里面
This is a very simple principle. It's in the Bible. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
教会是最好训练的地方
The church is the best training ground.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们昨天讲很多的人，神一定会到的时候呼召我们去传道。
I've spoken yesterday that when the time is right, God will call us. God will be calling upon us.
我越来越相信神是在中国教会中间开始引导我们做差传的工作。
I believe that God has started to lead us in the Chinese church to into the mission field.
我知道很多宣教的团体。
I know of a lot of missionary organizations.
但是我只愿意说我自己亲身经历到的。
But I also will share with you the ones that I have personal experience.
李秀全牧师做了几年啊，这个海外宣道的海宣的这个总干事之后。
Pastor Lee, he was.
Morley Lee,
he was the executive director.
Was yes.
He was executive director. What is this organization?
一下叫不出来。Overseas Missionary, OMF, just
OMF. Okay, he was executive director of OMF.
No, not OMF.
Well, it was one of the mission organizations.
Chinese, forget it. 他告诉我一件事情。
And he told me this.
他说宣教士很多时候在工厂上面才发现自己没有准备好。
A lot of times the missionaries in the mission field realize that they have not been prepared adequately.
所以他要有负担训练宣教士。
So he had the burden to train the missionaries.
其实也有很多人已经注意到这个事实。
And in fact, a lot of people have paid attention to this fact already.
昨天我提出一位弟兄，那位60岁的刘季弟兄。
Yesterday, I mentioned to you this brother Liu, who is 60 years old.
他为了要去南非传道。
Because he wanted to preach the gospel to South Africa.
不仅他在自己教会里面让他学习侍奉。
Not only could he learn to serve in his own church.
教会还把他拆到别的教会去，在那里实习。
His church has sent him to another church to practice.
跟他们教会不一样的情况。
It's a different kind of situation than the home church.
他要学习怎么样在不同的教会里面来服事。
He has to learn how to serve in different churches.
弟兄姊妹，你看保罗的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, let's look at the service of Paul.
刚才我们看见保罗一路一路这样进入侍奉。
We saw how Paul step by step entering into his service for the Lord.
从大马士
from Damascus
到耶路撒冷
to Jerusalem
到大树
to Tarsus
到安提亚
to Antioch.
当中还有一段时间，我们不知道什么时候他在阿拉伯的旷野三年多时间。
And in between all this time, we don't know exactly when he spent 3 years in the desert in Arabia.
也许他在阿拉伯的旷野读许多古卷，圣经的古卷。
Maybe he was reading a lot of the old texts of the Bible during these 3 years.
也许他重新整理他所认识的基督。
Maybe he was trying to set into order the Christ that he knew.
我相信他一定很花功夫读旧约读圣经。
I believe that he spent a lot of time studying the Old Testament.
所以你看保罗讲的新约有很多很多旧约的根基圣经在里面。
So you know, when you read Paul's letters, you know that in the New Testament he talked a lot old principles from the Old Testament.
他讲的信息中间叫人看见神一贯的旨意和计划。
During his message, we can see that Paul understood God's plan from the beginning.
他所认识的救恩不是一点点，不是零零碎碎的。
His understanding of God is not piecemeal.
但他真正在教会里面侍奉，你看，在安提亚教会，他称作先知和教师。
When he was serving in Antioch, he was known as a prophet and a teacher.
一直到有一天，他们在一起进食祷告的时候，圣灵就吩咐他们中间两个人差派他们出去。
So one day when they were fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to them and sent two of them out.
保罗就成了使徒。
Paul became a disciple.
No, apostle.
Paul became an apostle.
弟兄姊妹，如果你记得保罗蒙召的经历。
We all know how Paul was saved.
在使徒行传第九章里面告诉我们他怎么蒙召故事。
In Acts chapter 9, told about how Paul was saved.
在二十章里面他又重新诉说这个故事。
In chapter 20, In chapter 20, he described it again.
然后呢，在二十六章里面又讲这件事情。
And then in chapter 26, he reiterated once more.
那么每次讲的都不大一样。
And each time when he described it, it's slightly different.
在二十六章里面，我们看见比较完全的记载。
In chapter 6, we see a more complete description of it.
大家一起跟我看第十六节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26, verse 16.
前面保罗继续说，神对他说：“主啊。”我说你是谁？主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And,
十五节。
Chapter 26, verse 5. Paul
verse 15.
Says, verse 15. Okay. Then I asked, verse 15, then I asked, who are you, Lord? Paul asked. And it says, the answer was, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied.
底下保罗十六节说他既然记载。
And it's recorded here in verse 16.
主继续说，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
The Lord continued to say, Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。
I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.
又因信我，得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。
so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里在第十九节里面所说的话。
In verse 19, it recorded here.
我差你到他们那里去。
I send you to them.
一般人认为这就是一个使徒的呼召。
A lot of people thought that this was the calling of the apostles.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。